Hi, Daniel. As you know, my experience with teaching is limited. I tutored my two youngest daughters in grade 10 math during their summer vacations, in two separate summers. I did this so they would not miss 6 weeks of math while they were in Germany for their high school's exchange program. The first time I taught the course, we received a textbook in the mail with an outline of the chapters that needed to be read and their required question sets. 2 years later, the course was digitized and all course materials were online. This was actually more of a pain than the textbook, as my daughter had to use MathType equation editor to show her work.
Jamie, that sounds awful.
It was. Daniel, you mentioned that you use mathematical video games to help students develop their math skills. Tell me what grade you teach and if you find the math games to be more effective than the traditional instructional approaches you use.
Well, Jamie, that's a really good question. I teach grade 6 and I use math games in the classroom to introduce and reinforce concepts. Students all learn in different ways, and that's why it's important to have a variety of ways for students to understand what they are learning. As for the effectiveness versus traditional instruction, I find that students have been more receptive towards digital-based games. By using digital games and an inquiry approach in the classroom, I find that students are able to have a safe place to fail and try again without feeling that they don't understand it. The digital-based games will give them the fast, direct feedback on the question that they get right or wrong, so that they know what to do next time. This helps with reinforcing the concepts by getting the students to understand what skills they need to work on.
The authors of Digital Game-Based Learning for K-12 Mathematics Education, a meta-analysis, mentioned that the articles they reviewed predominantly used drill and practice games, which are kind of like gamified versions of paper worksheets. What are your thoughts on this?
Drill and practice can be beneficial for concept reinforcement. I use these types of games in my class a lot. I feel like the paper worksheets are less beneficial, as digital-based versions offer a way for students to get immediate feedback on their understanding. Good games will usually offer predetermined feedback to students based off their answers.
Describe the digital games you have the students play.
When I look for a game for my students to play in the classroom, I usually look for a few different things. It needs to be easily accessible online and be available on all platforms like iPads, Chromebooks, and computers. It needs to work with differentiation so that there is room for students to achieve a higher understanding and have the ability to scale down for those learners that still are new to the concept. I've been using a lot of games lately in the classroom, but my one that I have been using the most is called Math Playground.
Could they easily be converted to paper worksheets?
I really feel that if these games were converted to paper, they would lose out on the effectiveness.
The authors of Effects of Game-Based Learning on Students' Mathematics Achievement, a meta-analysis, found that mathematical video games help students develop their knowledge to a higher level compared to traditional instructional methods. Based on your classroom experience, tell me, are all games equal? Do all digital games show the same level of effectiveness when it comes to improve students' mathematical skills?
Wow, Jamie, that's a good question. I really feel like each game has its own purpose, and all the games are not equal, as some provide better avenues for learning. It really comes down to what the game is intended to accomplish and the learning concept.
How do you think your students' learning would change if you had them create games for learning mathematical concepts rather than simply playing them?
I remember when Caffey and Burke noted that what distinguishes constructionist gaming most from instructionist gaming is the focus on engaged students in design. If you take ideas from the students playing the games, it can add the engagement and enjoyability of the game. By having the ability that students can add their personal touch, will often give them more of an interest in playing the game.
Thanks, Daniel. Talking things out really helps.